That's pretty good. We'll pretend that Bob's talking to us from some the bottom of the Grand Canyon this morning. But Indians broadcast games we had on some on the weekend here on WEOL. We had Ohio State on one day. We had high school football on the other. But Indians still having struggling with the bats this morning. And again, our Indians talk brought to you by your North Visual Convenience, NOCO, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Bob, are we kind of sort of to the – I don't want to put anything on the – are we kind of getting to the end of the season where the players are sort of, you know, dialing it back a little is a polite way of saying it at this point? Or what do you think?
Well, Bruce, I don't know if that's the case. I think the case might be that the Milwaukee Brewers, who have an opportunity to win the National League – get to the World Series, just came in and took it to us. I don't know if it's a product of our guys just looking at the calendar and seeing that for the first time in 8 years that this baseball team isn't playing a meaningful game coming down to the very end of the season. And a very good baseball team with some terrific pitching and obviously a real good offense just absolutely took it to us. Good teams, when they're playing well, can absolutely dominate you.
Yeah, and we've got 3 weeks left, but how many doubleheaders do we have planned for ourselves? This is all those games that we kind of had a rain out or whatever now seem to be – are coming back in different forms for the most part. So people need to kind of check out their schedules for that.
Yes, make sure you check out the schedules at Indians.com. We start the road trip to Minnesota and the New York Yankees with a doubleheader on Tuesday. And then our final homestand of the season, we'll have 9 games in 7 days with a pair of doubleheaders. So yeah, it's a good idea to revisit the schedule on Indians.com. A lot of baseball left here for the final couple weeks of the 2021 baseball season.
Yeah, we're getting some nice weather that's coming up for us on occasion for the most part, so people can still enjoy that and get these sort of earlier starts for the homestands here in the month of September as well. I heard that Shane Bieber's hoping to come back and pitch one more in the majors or something to that effect, so I guess he's still trying to get something back at this point.
I think it's very important. He and Aaron Civale are able to get back on the mound and pitch in a big league game just for their mindset so that they can go into the offseason knowing that they got back on the mound and competed, and they can have a little bit more a sense of comfortness when they get their off-season workout routine. There isn't anything in the back of their minds that, I haven't pitched in so long that we can erase that doubt and that they can focus on normal post season and off-season workout. So I think it's Tuesday. He's going to be in Columbus. I think they'll have him on a pitching pitch count limit of maybe 45, 50 pitches of something, and then hopefully get him to a big league game before the season ends. And again, get him in the right mindset for his workout routine in the off-season.
Yeah, I guess it's important sometimes because, they'll bring a stat and they say, well, he hasn't pitched since the middle of June of last year or something. So if he can get something here in September, he kind of erases all that and just kind of resets it for next season. And, of course, it did give an opportunity for some other arms to kind of get some experience, and that's a good thing with Cal Quantrill and also Tristan McKenzie, too. So we have that to look forward to.
I think one of the things we will take away from a season that did not go as according to plan, meaning we're not playing baseball in October, is the fact that our starting rotation depth is exactly where we want it to be. You take away as much positive as you can from any season. This one, the Cal Quantrill, Eli Morgan, Tristan McKenzie, to add to Plezak, Savale, and Bieber. We're back having a very deep quality starting rotation, so that'll feel real good as we move into the offseason. Emmanuel Clase at the back end of the bullpen has emerged as one of the top, you know, closers in the game of baseball. So we've got some issues answered during a tough season this year. Again, focus on how we're going to get the bats going more consistently.
Yeah. And again, we're on the road, but next week is the home final homestand. A lot of games to be played, and folks can get the tickets then as well and come and enjoy a September in the ballpark, Bob.
Absolutely final. Here we're talking about the final homestand of the baseball season coming up, and fan appreciation weekend. So keep an eye out on Indians.com for the final trips to the ballpark here in 2021 coming up.
All right, Bob, we appreciate your time, and thanks for your understanding of my logistics this morning. And we'll probably talk a little bit clearer next coming Monday. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, boys. Take care. Have a good week. Go drive.